From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump used his first address to the opening of the UN General Assembly Tuesday, denouncing rogue regimes, which he described as the scourge of the planet, including North Korea.
It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more.
Mr. Trump had a warning about the North's growing nuclear and missile threat.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
The president also took aim at Iran, which he described as a reckless regime that threatens death and destruction to many.
The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy. It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos.
In a clear reference to the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran, Mr. Trump said we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for an eventual nuclear program. Kenyan police used tear gas to break up pro-government demonstrators outside the Supreme Court building following its nullification of the August election, in which President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner, citing irregularities. Chief Justice David Maraga said threats have increased against the judiciary.
These demonstrations have bordered on violence and are clearly intended to intimidate the judiciary and the individual judges.
Maraga said judges would not be intimidated. Kenya has a history of election violence. This is VOA News. Nearly 250 people, including more than 20 school children, are known to have died from another major earthquake that jolted central Mexico Tuesday, toppling buildings in Mexico City. It was the second major quake to strike the country this month. U.S. Geological Survey science advisor Ken Hudnut in Pasadena, California, said the 7.1 magnitude quake was related to the more powerful 8.1 magnitude trembler that rocked southern Mexico September 7th.
Both of them occurred within the plate that's going down underneath the plate that is overriding up on top. And both of them had some extensional movement, which is unusual.
Tragically, Tuesday's quake came on the 32nd anniversary of the 1985 Mexico City quake that killed some 10,000 people. Hurricane Maria struck the U.S. Virgin Islands in the Eastern Caribbean Tuesday after thrashing the islands of Dominica and Guadeloupe Monday, killing at least one person. Maria remains a potent Category 5 storm with winds of nearly 300 kilometers per hour. Puerto Rico is bracing for its first direct hit by the storm in nearly 100 years. Israel shot down a pilotless aircraft over the Golan Heights Tuesday, claiming it was Iranian-made on a reconnaissance mission. The incident occurred hours before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the UN General Assembly, warning Iran is spreading a curtain of tyranny and terror over the region. He called again for scrapping the 2015 nuclear deal, which has a sunset provision.
Iran will then be free to enrich uranium on an industrial scale, placing it on the threshold of a massive arsenal of nuclear weapons.
But French President Emmanuel Macron warned renouncing the nuclear deal with Tehran would be a grave error, calling it essential for global peace. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has visited the western Darfur region, urging millions who fled violence more than a decade ago to return. The government insists the ethnic conflict, which the UN said killed some 300,000, is over, and Mr. Bashir said people are reconciling. The visit came weeks before the U.S. will make a decision whether to lift 20-year-old sanctions on Khartoum. British police have now arrested two more suspects following last week's bombing on a London underground train that wounded 30 passengers. That brings to five the number of detained suspects. A homemade bomb partially exploded at the Parsons Green station during rush hour. Divers off the Belgian coast have discovered a well-preserved World War I German submarine, which may still contain the bodies of some 23 crew members. The so-called U-boat was discovered in about 30 meters of water. Damage to the front suggests it was struck by a mine. Dozens of U-boats were stationed in Belgian ports by Germany to attack Allied shipping. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind, my It's good to be back. Welcome again to the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studios here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. And so let's get the ball rolling as we start off today from Gabon. Adia, the sound of the late Oliver Ngoma, beautiful music. And right after that, Salif Keita of Mali comes in with Africa and Africa Dance by Bassi Soko of the Republic of Guinea. But right now, let's enjoy some cool African music. Adia, the sound of the late Oliver Ngoma from Gabon.
Oh, no. bombay braso ora bombay braso bolom bombay braso ay faga yamana fera dance africa dance dance dundumba deme fore fere bora pare na ye wogoy fere pare na ye gole mabi dance africa dance dance dundumba dance africa dance dance dunumba anye donke afriki damba anye donke fransi damba anye donke bukina damba anye donke abidjan damba dawda sanni gunlobote Boten de bendona, anikina ko bino bala, baribino bala de mozola. Dance, Africa dance, dance, adunumba. Dance, Africa dance, dance, adunumba.
Africa Dance, Bassa Soko of the Republic of Guinea, and right before that, Mali Salif Keita in Africa, and Adia at the top by the late Oliver Ngoma from Gabon. This is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Van.
This is The African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your 2 feet. African Beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
And let the beat go on, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat. And right now, African Girls, The Sound of Castro, featuring Asamoah Gyan. And right after that, IAJO, Beautiful Music by Daddy Romano from Sierra Leone. But right now, African Girls, The Sound of Castro, featuring Asamoah Gyan, Baby Jet of Ghana.
Castro again, oh, featuring Baby Jet, Baby Jet. BBK, what do this beat to you? Thank you. Don't be down, yeah, yeah. Don't be down.
African Beats.
Sierra Leone's Romano in Aye Joe and African Girls by Castro and Baby Jet Asamoah Gyan from Ghana.
My name is Kate Ona. As you see me so, I do feel this program, African Beat, on the Voice of America with my brother, David Vanti. Make you not turn your radio set off, because African Beat will bring out the beat all day for your body. Now me, Kate Ona, all day for Kano State, Ogbonge Country, Nigeria, now me talk and so. But when it comes to
lust, you're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Bottom Bella is going to be our next track. This is by Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria, and it's in the remix. And right after that, Cherry Coco, The Sound of the Magic System featuring soprano Vivre Coast, and Gatelo Kwan, The Sound of Awilo Longomba from the Democratic Republic of Congo. But now, let's take it to the top with Bottom Bella in the remix, Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria.
I stand by. A DBC Konga, oh mommy's baby, wonder, go go, I stand by. A DBC Konga, oh mommy's baby, wonder, wonder.
pied droit.
On va swinguer,
à gauche.
African beats with music of Africa from the voice of America. We love it.
Hey, on va gâter le point.
Allez.
Tamukati,
le loco Pakistan.
Tamukati,
Tamukati,
le loco Pakistan.
Tamukati,
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 Gatelo Coin, Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and right before that, Cherico Ko, Magic System and Soprano from Cote d'Ivoire, and Botombele Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria. The African Beat, bringing you all classic African sounds from across the continent. I am David Vandy here in Washington. More African music coming to you on your radio, so don't go away.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
And it's music time again. Let's get it rolling. Mapenzi Yao, the sound of VKP of Kenya. And right after that, Jiggy G by Nimba Bro of Liberia. And Muziki Chacha by Mandodo featuring Domokaya of Tanzania. But right now, Mapenzi Yao, the sound of VKP of Kenya.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte, Leute, Afrika. Bido, Kenya. Wapendane wala sio mambo ya kishenzi watu wako sane through social interaction na kuna media interpretation of a given direction ya kupenda ya kupenda wana taka love chop 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 wana taka love pop 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 wana taka love chop 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 ah wana taka love chop 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 wana taka love pop 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 wana taka love chop 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 ah Come again, money go around. Wanna penda tumula, how I talk history amor. Wanna penda kupendwa, kupendwa, kupendwa. How I penda kupenda, kupenda, kupenda. Wanna penda kupendwa, kupendwa. Mali mrembo na fame, connecting people. Ana kunokia nini? Ana kunokia nini?
Mapenzi ya huba, basi mshikata mwenzio kidogo, muonyeshe mapenzi sio ufogo.
Beautiful Muziki Chacha. My music is beautiful and I want you to listen to my music. Mandodo and Dumokaya of Tanzania. And right before that was Jiggy G, Nimbabwe of Liberia, and Mapenzi Yao, the sound of VKP of Kenya. Well, with all this beautiful music today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Until we meet again, I am David Vander here in Washington, saying bye-bye.